Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives.
None of us who were alive then will fail to remember exactly what we were doing when we heard the news. It was a Sunday afternoon in the East.
Do you remember the speech?
The day that will live in infamy. I'll say I had all my pupils lined up, or we had them in classrooms with radios so they could hear the speech. It was early afternoon, as I recall, that he made the speech. December 7th.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Speaking of 1941, I was 26 years old and was a school teacher. And I had absolutely no interest in seeing us get into that war. I didn't want my life disrupted by it. Yet on that night, when I got back to the place where I roomed and met my colleagues, all three of us were talking about was, what are we going to do? How are we going to get involved in this? We all understood that this was going to be the greatest event of our generation, and we wanted to be in it one way or another.
The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu.
It was a tremendous shock, and what we didn't realize was how badly we'd been hurt. Nobody realized, I think, for a couple of years, that those battleships were knocked out the way they were. And the rebuilding of some of them didn't finish until practically 1944. They really took a terrible smashing.
No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
But we were absolutely convinced, first of all, that the United States was going to win. I never remember having the slightest doubt that we were going to beat them flat, the Japanese. The Japanese were the ones we were maddest at, but it was easy as time went by to get papers and propaganda tended to turn us strong more and more against the Germans also. As everyone knows, a decision was made to defeat Germany first and then deal with Japan. That was not a very popular decision at the time, because the blood was hot to get those Japanese.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.